Shalom,
Allô?
mon Lydia.
Ça va, papa, merci.
Je
Bonjour,
peuple de Dieu.
Shalom, mom Lydia. I'm informing you that the whole world is listening to you now. So you have to control the noise that's all around you. And everything that you're about to say, the whole world will hear it. You need to control your environment. The Lord God is good. Mom Lydia, greet the people of God. I'll give you a few seconds to greet the people of God. After that, I'll introduce you to them so you can present to them your testimony. Hello, people of God. Hello, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And hello, Pastor. Hello, Mama Pastor. And hello to everybody. Hello, Sister Lydia. We are very happy to have you. You are in the studio. And here you have a seat just like Pastor Daniel Waxman. In order to present the message, you are also here as a teacher and a preacher, as an agent of testimony for the glory of God. My brothers and sisters, I would like to say that because you and I are following the testimonies of Mom Lydia, the Lord God will bless us. And everything that Mom Lydia received, she will come to testify in order for us to also receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where you are, you need to know that each one of us need a testimony, and the Lord has made us a living testimony for every day. So there are things that we lack in our lives, and when we listen to people's testimonies, this will strengthen our faith and brings us patience and hope in order to wait for our turn, because we all need something from the Lord, including your pastor here. There's no one in this world who doesn't need something from God. God is doing this because He wants to make us humble. Because if He gives us everything, we will be proud and we will even abandon the Lord. We may have money, but we lack peace, isn't it? Other people have got marriages, but they have trouble in the marriage. Other people, they have everything, but they don't have marriage. There is always a lack of something so that we should be close to God always. May today's testimony bless you and strengthen the faith of each one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen, my brothers and sisters, where you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sister Lydia, you can now present to us your testimony, and at the end, I'll pray for you. After that, we will continue the rest of the service, if the Lord allows us, of course. I'd like to thank the Lord, first of all, because He is good, and He has done wonders in my life.
Là où je n'attendais pas à voir les choses,
oui, I did not expect to have certain things. I received those things by His grace.
Je suis venu en France.
Okay, to begin, I moved to France. It will be 3 years now. And once I got here, I didn't have papers. The situation was not good. So I spent about 2.5 years without a paper. And I sold an asylum. I spent about 18 months without anything, with no money. But thanks to God, He was with me.
Quand j'ai refait la demande d'asile,
when I tried asking, seeking the asylum again, I was really afraid to miss it. But when I received the message from that place about the interview, I called Pastor Daniel Waxman and I explained to him, and he told me, okay, there's no problem, we will pray for it. You pray for it and I will pray about it as well. And we entered in prayers. And I prayed for about 2 weeks. I did the prayers he gave me. I prayed and prayed. And on the interview day, I called him and he told me he couldn't pick up, but he sent me a message instead. So I told him, I'm at the interview right now and I don't feel okay. I'm afraid, I'm too nervous. And he said, let's pray. He prayed for me. And then he said, everything will go well. Do not be afraid. God will work for you. And when I entered the hall, everything went well. It happened well in the name of Jesus. And when I came out, I sent him a message saying that everything went well. And I waited for his answer. This, I went on the 24th of June and I waited for 25th of July and I received a message. I was really afraid. But Pastor Daniel told me to be calm and wait. We waited 1 week later. And I went to see, I received a message, glory to God, and I received my document. Yesterday is when I went to receive my paper. And I got my 10 years by the grace of God. I am really happy. That's why I wanted to give thanks to the Lord. Without God, I couldn't make it. Because I was just there, I couldn't pray. I was just at home. But when I started praying again, with the help of the Pastor Daniel, of course, God granted me grace. And today, I have my papers, and I'm here in this country. And I thank God for His grace and for everything He has done for me. This God is really good. When we really serve Him in truth, when we pray and we ask in truth, just like you say, ask and believe that it shall be given to you. It's not a lie. That is the truth. And I asked. I thought, I believed that I was going to receive, and I received. That is why I come to give thanks to the Lord for what He has done for me.
Alleluia.
Amen.
Alors, qu'est-ce que la sœur Lydia, vous pouvez conseiller auprès de tes frères et sœurs qui sont dans les situations des papiers?
So what can Sister Lydia advise to brothers and sisters who are in the same situations of documents?
Je peux que les demander de se confier à Dieu.
I can only ask them to trust in the Lord, because the Lord asks us to trust in Him and to be real or true in His presence, and also to follow His word.
Rien n'est possible.
So without God, everything is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. I saw it at first. I wasn't praying about it. I was just like that. But when I decided to get serious about prayers,
je priais seulement comme ça à la maison. Je n'avais pas de
in the past, I was just praying. I didn't have a spiritual father. I had no one who could lead me or help me with prayers. I had no one in the past. But thanks to Sister Paleo, today, I have a spiritual father who is following me, who is helping me with prayers. He teaches me how to pray. And I follow it carefully. What Pastor Daniel Watson said and what he was telling me. And I saw the fruit of what I did. So it's only to be in prayers and to listen to what the pastor says, to read the Bible, and also to trust in the Lord. Don't ask and have doubts. But when you ask, you need to believe that you will receive. Because I believe and I ask the Lord, God, this year I want it to be this way and that way. And I'm seeing it just as I asked, and I believed, and I'm seeing the grace of the Lord in my life. That's what I can tell my brothers and sisters. It's only to believe and to pray. Believe that God can do it. When you pray, you must have faith. My brothers and sisters, you know that we need to believe. Mom Lydia is from Senid. You must believe. And first of all, there's a word she mentioned. She said she was just praying, but she was alone. It means there was no shepherd. The Bible teaches us true things, real things. Someone who has no shepherd. But our first shepherd is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But a person who understands the strategies or the revelation of Jesus Christ is a pastor. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth allowed his disciples to make all nations his disciples. It's the order he gave. He allowed his disciples to make disciples in all nations. That's why we see here servants of God who understood easily the revelation of Jesus Christ in order to bring light to the children of God. If today you tell yourself that I don't need a pastor, you are lying to yourself, my brothers and sisters. Each person needs a pastor, a shepherd. My sister said she was praying, but there was no one who could help her. When Pastor Daniel Watson came, he gave her prayers, and she said she followed those prayers carefully. She prayed. She didn't only pray, but she also believed to the prayers she had to do. Here, firstly, we have being connected with a servant of God. Follow the instruction that the Lord has given through this man of God. And thirdly, if you don't have faith, it's not possible. My brothers and sisters, the testimonies of Sister Lydia will strengthen all of us. You who's waiting, expecting something, you need to tell yourself that God will give it to you. But it's very important to also remain connected with his servant and to also have faith, obedience to the prophetic instructions in order to grab what you are waiting for or expecting. It's very important. May the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth bless Mom Lydia in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mom Lydia, be blessed. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand in heaven. And I will pray. Because our Lord God is in heaven. Father God, we thank you for the testimony that we received from your daughter, Mom Lydia, who had problems, document problems for about 3 years. And today she's from testifying your greatness because she was connected to you this time around. Before she was praying, but she wasn't connected to you. But this time around, she prayed and she believed because she did what you asked her to do. You said in your word that the time has come where we will worship you in truth and spirit. Today, Sister Lydia worshiped you in truth and in
spirit.
Let her be blessed, O Father. Let her be sanctified. Let her be purified. May the testimony she received not be stolen from her by the devil. Why? Because she had honored your name. She's from honoring your name. She acknowledged that what she received is from you, and you are the one who did it. Not any other spirit, but the Holy Spirit. That is why, Holy Spirit, I call upon your power. Give more things that she will ask in order for her to continue to testify for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May the blood of Calvary, the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, protect the blessing that she received. Everything the French government will do for her will not be stolen or taken away by the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the blessing that she received bless her family and her marriage and every other person on the right or on the left. Because in her mouth you have put a testimony, let the same mouth testify everywhere in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My God, my King, you are the God of marketing. Multiply her effort and bless Sister Paleo who introduced Sister Lydia to you. And because you have said, when a soul is saved, there is a feast in heaven. Today you called us to be evangelists. May Sister Paleo be blessed once again. Satisfy the desires of her heart. And satisfy the desire of her heart. Satisfy the desire of her heart so that she may continue to do the job that she just did. The job that strengthened the soul, the body, and the spirit of Sister Lydia, who has become a testimony for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We say Amen.
Amen.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, can we clap our hands for the Holy Spirit? Thank you so very much. Thank you so much, Mom Lydia, for your testimony.
Mes frères et sœurs,
I bless my brothers and sisters who follow this testimony.
Qui va suivre ce témoignage,
and everyone else is going to follow this testimony.
Bénis aussi la sœur Paléo,
also, I bless Sister Paléo who introduced Sister Lydia
Jesus
Christ
dans une dimension de foi
in a dimension of faith and prayer.
Au nom puissant de Jésus
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Bienvenue à notre chaîne radio en ligne. Le nom du podcast est Healing.